Would there be a job loss from this?
Not necessarily. We're planning on, if this goes ahead, we're going to do some cross-training. Right now, actually, there's not just a meter reader, but we also have another person that checks demand readings on meters, and there's various things they do every month. Somebody moves in or out, you're going to be able to read it from the office, that meter. You change the meter, you know, the person whose name is on that meter, we can do it, take the reading right from the office and do it at that time instead of sending an individual out there. You can do this electronically at a reduced cost, and these people that are involved with this portion of our system right now would be able to cross-train into, you know, some other functions. Some of them have to do with metering, but we're going to save a lot of money that way. Okay. Plus, we will be able to continue to save the money that we save by controlling our peak. Also, it's going to enable us to start looking at doing summertime load control with air conditionings that, once again, voluntarily, and there's a substantial saving of tens of thousands of dollars again with that. If we do that, that'll be, could be passed on to our consumers. And each one of these meters has a 1 watt.